When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of Desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend. Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Gordon Lightfoot. He left the planet, but he left his music, we've been saying. So Rick is playing Stump the Hostess all week. I don't think I've known one of them. I sure love the sound, though. Before you die. High and dry.
Her sails below like bubbles. Will you sip your daily doubles? If she wasn't so fond of the weather, she might give a deckhand's trouble. Saying, why, me oh my, is there a better man than I? I hope you find your way back home before you die.
I love it. I hope you find what a great beat, huh? Just a couple of guitars. Not 28 tracks. Thanks, Rick. Nice stuff. We're visiting with Rick Ferns. He's our Talk of Stars featured person today. This is part two of an interesting life. He's talking about the backstage book he should write for years of working for the Academy Awards and getting Grammys and working with Dick Clark. Where are we going to go now?
All the stories that I should have put in writing.
Yes, before you forget them.
Before I forget them is right. Well, one more story.
Okay, sure.
It concerns the Academy Awards.
Okay.
Madonna was to perform, and the performance was, her performance was centered around a microphone that was to be raised from beneath the stage. And she was going to do a pole dance around the microphone.
Of course she was.
Well, the rehearsals are very long and very hard. And the director, Marty Pesetta, at the time, Marty lived out here.
And, I know the name.
Yes. And he worked us very, very hard. 3 17-hour days in a row. He wanted the show to be perfect. And when the show actually aired, we were tired. Well, when Madonna came out on stage, the microphone that was supposed to rise from the floor never did. Oh. And what happened was, at the time, it was done mechanically and manually, and the stagehand fell asleep.
No.
Under the stage.
No.
He fell asleep. The microphone didn't come up. Madonna, the performer that she is and the professional that she is, no one knew that there was an error. And the press reported that she was angry about something else. They never knew why she was angry. She had every right to be angry, of course.
But how did you mic her? I mean,
well, she didn't use the microphone for her voice.
She was just dancing.
She was just dancing around it. And it ruined her act, but
as far as she
as far as she knew, right?
The poor young man. I'm sure he was fired.
He was. He absolutely. Yes.
Oh my!
You don't get a second chance in show business. No. if you're behind the microphone.
Not at the Academy Awards.
Well, especially at, yes, the Academy Awards, but almost any major television production, you don't get a second chance.
Can, yeah, you imagine sleeping with the noise of the Academy Awards going on and
yes,
being that tired?
Yes. Well, he was under the stage and he was that tired, and that was it. That was it. It happened. Now they have a camera. Well, first of all, now a microphone that is to come up from the stage is done mechanically, actually electrically. There's a motor on it.
Oh.
And there's a television camera that is actually under the stage, so the operator can see if the microphone is working properly.
Oh my goodness!
But back then, it was done manually.
That poor young man, he started something. At least he was the cause of the improvement.
He was.
Yeah. What else? Tell me another story. Once upon a time.
Oh gosh, Superman. Memory.
Which one?
Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
right.
Christopher Reeves.
Nicest.
Or George Reeves. There were.
Yes.
Television and.
Nicest, okay, man on the planet.
Oh.
He was in a wheelchair on, oh, the stage, of course. And his microphone picked up some crazy noise. And we found out that it was caused by I guess he had a respirator on the wheelchair and it was motor driven.
Okay.
For his oxygen.
So he could breathe.
And he was just the nicest person. He took the microphone from his back and he put it right on his chest. He said, "No, you put it right here. It's okay.
Oh.
It's okay." He's just was the nicest person to work with.
Really was a Superman.
He really was.
Yep.
He really was. And it's my pleasure to work.
You've worked with some
people.
Wonderful people.
Oh,
that was also the Academy Awards.
That was at the Academy Awards as well. Yes. Yes. one more story. I can't of help course. It. One more
I love
story.
Him all day.
Robin Williams. Robin Williams.
There's a connection to Christopher Reeves there.
Yes, yes. The genius that Robin was. When the commercial break occurred, Robin came out on stage and he zipped up before the audience as if
he'd been unzipped.
As if he'd been unzipped. And as the stage manager was counting down, 5, 4, 3, 2, the audience was in hysterics. And he jumped back behind the podium. The audience was laughing, and the television audience never knew why. He did it intentionally.
Of course.
To get the audience prepped for the show. He was that clever.
Oh, yes. Jonathan Winters and he, I think of in that same level of creativity.
Yes. Their creativity is beyond belief.
Yes, it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
Oh.
And I really do respect their abilities. I really do.
You must have known Bruce Valanche.
Yes. Yes. Not well, but I did know
That's
him.
A different kind of creativity. Nonetheless, good, though.
Yes.
He sits backstage, Joey Pals. Tell everybody what he did. He would write retorts if somebody said something stupid or wrong on stage. Bruce immediately had a comeback, had a zinger.
Yes.
And he does in person, too. Nice man.
Very, very nice man.
Gifted.
The talent that I had the pleasure and the honor of working with were all amazing, amazing talent.
We got to do the book, call it Backstage. That's not a good enough title. Backstage book from the Oscars. And how about some stories about Dick Clark?
Dick Clark was a pleasure to work with. He was a real gentleman. He ate lunch with the crew. He sat down with us at the crew table during the breaks, and he told us the story of his career and how he started and how his father put him on the air in Florida. That's how he got his start.
Where did you work with him, and what year, and where were
you? Oh, my gosh. I was brought out of retirement. I worked for ABC mm-hmm. Television. And I was brought out of retirement by the producer of Dick Clark Productions. And he came to me and he asked me if I would be the frequency coordinator for Dick Clark Productions, because there was an interference during one of Dick Clark's shows. And that show was the American Music Awards. There was about a minute of dead air, because there was interference to a stage microphone that a performer was using.
A minute of dead
air. A minute of dead air.
Is an eternity.
It is an eternity. It is an eternity. And at the time, it was, again, a live show. And he said, Rick, I don't ever want that to happen again. You have a reputation. I want you to be our frequency coordinator.
Tell Joey Pals what a frequency coordinator is.
Well, in any major television production, there are radios that are used, and each radio, of course, has a discrete frequency. Radios are not just used by the performer for their wireless microphones. They're used by the caterer, by security, by the police, by the fire department that's standing by just about everyone in the press. There are, for major shows like the Golden Globe Awards, there are 350 plus members of the press. Each one has a wireless device, be it a walkie-talkie, a wireless microphone, whatever. And all of these frequencies have to be coordinated.
Oh, my stars.
And that was my job. It actually got so crowded. There were so many different frequencies in use that we had to prohibit the use of wireless microphones by members of the press. They had to use a wired microphone,
okay,
not wireless, because there are just so many frequencies available.
So what had caused the minute of dead air?
What caused it was an ENG, electronic news gathering crew, came in the back door of the Shrine Auditorium. At that time, the show was at the Shrine Auditorium.
Shrine, right.
And it alternated between the Shrine and the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. And the performer on stage, the microphone failed. That was a common occurrence at that time, unfortunately. And the director gave the order to the stage manager, get another microphone out there. But the stage managers couldn't hear it because of the interference. And that's what caused the dead air. Finally, someone got the courage to go out there with a microphone.
Walked out on the stage.
Just walked out on the stage and received applause from the audience for doing that. But that's what happened. And that's how I became the frequency coordinator
for all of Dick Clark.
For all of Dick Clark's productions. But Dick was a pleasure to work with. He really was.
How many years?
Oh, my gosh. 10 or more.
And where did you work? What city?
I worked in Los Angeles. I worked for the Golden Globe Awards. That was in Beverly Hills. And the Academy, American Music Awards. And that was in Los Angeles. That was usually at the Shrine Auditorium.
Yes. But I don't ever hear about the Shrine anymore.
Well, they're using I think they call it it's not the Microsoft Theater. It's used to be in the Nokia.
Yes,
theater. It's
been renamed.
It's renamed, right? And they're using that theater now.
We're visiting with Rick Ferns. Is that your stage name or your real name?
No, that's my real name.
Yeah,
my stage name is Rick Edwards.
Oh, so, I was kidding, but you had a stage.
Oh,
name.
Oh, I did. Yes, yes.
Rick Edwards, and F E A R N S.
That's my real name. Well, I was on the air briefly in New York. You probably detect a New York accent.
Just a little bit.
Never did get on the air here because of my accent. It was not acceptable.
Isn't that funny? Okay, Joey Pals, we've got one more segment of the Backstage book. It is at this point in time an audio book, but we're hoping that Rick will sit down and really write it. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.